Die goudmyngroep Goldfields het vandag tussentydse resultate bekend gemaak. Die groep het 'n wins van 1,1 miljard rand aangekondig nadat dit 'n verlies in die ooreenstemmende tydperk verlede jaar gelei het. Die maatskappy het ook 'n kontantvloei positief gedraai en 'n tussentydse dividend van 60 sente aandeel verklaar. Goldfields bedryf natuurlik die South Deep myn in Gauteng hier in Suid-Afrika, as ook verskeie ander myne in Australië, Chili, Ghana en Peru. Nick Holland is die uitvoerende hoof en hy is op die lyn. Nick, welkom by die program. Die goudprys is noord van $1,500 'n ons en die randprys van goud is op 'n algehele rekord hoogtepunt. Hoe breed glimlag jy?
Well, you know, this is something that we get into the space to enjoy. You know, someone once said to me, this is an industry of short summers and long winters, and so enjoy the summers while you can. We've had a huge amount of volatility in the gold price. It's run really hard, really quick. Obviously, we've got to keep focus on our business and not lose our discipline on our costs, etc. And, well, let's see. Hopefully it'll last for a while.
Well, we've seen in the recent past, the past few years, actually, significant political volatility around the world, and gold didn't react as a safe haven as it used to. But currently it seems to be back in favor as a safe haven. What do you think of the recent reaction of the gold price in relation to recent political events?
Well, certainly there's a global slowdown in growth. There's interest rate pressures both in Europe and in the USA. There's the trade wars. There's always a measure of geopolitical risks in one part of the world or another at a point in time. And, you know, people have always been saying you've got to have a bit of gold in your portfolio to hedge yourself against all of these other things. So I think that's what you're finding is, as you say, safe haven. Central banks, I think, are playing a part, particularly China and Russia, diversifying away from the US dollar in their reserves. So hopefully this will continue and give us some respite. We don't want to find a gold price rate goes up for all the wrong reasons. You know, we don't want to find that it's good for us and it's bad for everybody else, but hopefully it'll continue to be part of people's portfolios either way.
Last year, during the interim period, the gold price was around $1,200, which is around, you know, more than $300 lower than now. How much of your recovery can you attribute to the increase in the gold price?
I think by and large, the operations have performed very steady. We've continued to hit our numbers. Our targets have been achieved or exceeded across the world. South Deep in South Africa has been a problem. You'll know that a year ago we announced the restructuring and our share price was under enormous pressure. We were down in the low 30s and now we're sort of mid-80s. I think that was a factor that weighed on us. The fact now that South Deep has returned cash flow positive, it looks like it's on track to achieve its targets for the year, I think is a big plus. But when you're able to keep your operations in check, achieve your production, keep your costs under control, and the gold price goes up, that's where you get the leverage that people buy gold shares for. And I believe that we've given people that. Now, the normalized earnings are up 3 times compared to the same period last year. So I'd like to believe that people are buying us for that reason.
The South Deep operation is, of course, your only last remaining operation in South Africa. How big is the contribution of South Deep to your overall results?
Look, it's not huge. I mean, South Deep is only 8% of our total production base. And, you know, our core operations over the 6 months before Project Capital made just under $200 million. South Deep, in fact, for the 6 months was cash negative because of the slow start of the year in March and made 70 million rand in the second quarter. So overall, the contribution is still very, very modest. But I mean, that could change over time. As you say, the rand gold price at a significant level, you know, production looks like it's on track for the year. So we could find we have a good second half here and we might surprise a few people on the upside on what South Deep can do in terms of its contribution to cash flow and earnings.
You are very diversified around the world. You have mines in Australia, Chile, Ghana and Peru. Which is the biggest operation?
So Australia is the biggest part of our portfolio. That makes up almost 50% of our production now, with Gruyere just being commissioned. And that's followed by Ghana, that makes up around about 28%. And then South Africa, 8%. Peru is around about 12-13%.
In which of these markets is it the easiest and the most difficult to do business?
That's an interesting question. I think they can all have their challenges, but I would say, you know, Australia is a well-recognized mining jurisdiction. You know, it's got good skills, it's got stable regulations, consistency in how they're applied. You know, so it's a real mining world. I think that's a good place to be. All the skills you need are there. I would say Peru is also a very good mining jurisdiction, very good skills. I think the laws are well applied consistently. Ghana, I think, very stable mining code, very good skills too. You know, really one of the best places to be in Africa. We've been in Ghana for 25 years. We know it well. You know, South Africa, I think, with the right kind of ingredients, can still be a good place for mining. I think the challenges we need to sort out, these inconsistencies in regulations, in terms of ownership issues under the mining charter, you know, there's procurement issues that worry us as well. So if we could just sort out the rules of the game in a way that is feasible for industry to make investment and confident that the rules will be consistent, I think there's a lot more we can do in South Africa. So the challenges is in our hands as business, as government, and as organized labor. So we can do a lot. Sadly, I think the gold industry, though, is in decline. The die is cast on that, I think, and that's because we're just running out of economic ore. Grades are declining. Debts are increasing. And I think with the structural inflation you have, particularly with electricity and labor not being offset by increased productivity gains, it makes it quite difficult to turn that around. Sadly, I mean, gold mining rate today is only 1% of GDP. You know, from being a very relevant industry in the past, sadly, I think we're declining in our importance.
May you diversify into other minerals in the near future?
I don't think so. I think we want to try and stick with what we know, with what we think we're good at, and leverage that in further areas, probably more in the countries we're in. We're looking to expand our footprint in Peru. We think that's a great country to be. It's enjoyed very little exploration. Only about 2% of the landmass has been explored. We're going to be building a new mine in Chile, up in the northern Atacama Desert, very high altitude, with a big district potential. Again, a very good country to be in. So we've got a lot on our plate, and let's rather stick to gold mining and stick to the countries that we've invested the time to understand.
That was Nick Holland. He is the CEO of Goldfields.